the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the
world. Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah, thank you, Elgin.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday afternoon, September 18th. And a special guest in the studio, fellow comedian and booker, comedy guy who's, you know, is hardworking and he's paid his dues, this guy, Mr. Fazil Malik.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
All right. And we got a lot to talk about today. Very exciting news in the Elgin world.
Yeah, very exciting news.
I mean, it's like life-changing news.
It really does. It does change your life in a way.
Elgin doesn't want to be a man anymore. He's going to convert or transition.
To a child. I don't want to grow up anymore.
Yeah, he's not going to be a girl. He just wants to be a baby again.
Yeah.
I thought that happened like a week ago.
But no, speaking about babies, been doing a lot of shopping and making registries for the new one coming along. I saw him yesterday.
I mean, we let it out. He's a baby boy.
Baby boy. I don't even know if I should say that right now.
And it's odd, the doctor said, because he's actually taller than Elgin at this point. He's actually a little taller, so he's going to have he must have his mom's height.
Yeah, but apparently there's some genes in there somewhere that he might come out really tall. So like there's a chance.
Is it like a Puerto Rican Olympic basketball player in your
I hope so. JJ Barea is my cousin. No, I wish.
No.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Right.
But no, it's pretty cool. It's exciting. I don't know if I should have said it on live, but fuck it.
What? That you're having a baby?
I could say that I'm having a baby. I don't know if we've announced officially what it is.
Oh. So you haven't done the reveal thing yet? You haven't blown up a big balloon?
No. Not yet.
No.
Did you see that? I saw one recently where they had a big box standing outside of a party, and the people were waiting with balloons, and they popped them, and the stuff came out blue.
Right.
And all of a sudden, out of the box, a giant baby bursts out of this box. It's a person in like an inflatable costume and starts dancing. It's the funniest fucking thing. Google it.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Anyway.
Latin families don't do that, right? Like Pakistani families don't do gender reveal. I think it's like white people do that, right?
No, I think a lot of people, a lot of American people do it. And
it's a new stupid thing.
I don't know if it's new, but it's getting crazier and crazier. Yeah. You know?
How about that woman? You see that woman who, when she entered the wedding reception after the wedding, when she came in and twerked her ass off.
Oh, I saw that recently.
Saw that one, high boots, looking like a
But there's it's getting ridiculous. But there's another baby one where they have they fill like an ornament or whatever with the powder.
Right.
And somebody takes a bat, and they throw it up, and they hit it, and boom, it explodes. The wife's standing out there.
Did somebody get fucked up on one recently?
He throws it up, hits it, and it hits her right in the head. It goes bing. It doesn't break. It just line drives
to mom
right in her head. It didn't burst.
Elgin, you got to do something crazier than that, dude.
I know. I don't know what to
do. Well, now everybody knows. It's too late.
I know. Can we rewind the show?
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Anyway.
Yeah. So great, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's cool.
And he's going to, he's...
Can't wait to be a dad, dude. It's crazy to be a dad.
That's just gonna
you guys teach him all the crazy shit that you do, but then also try to avoid teaching him all the crazy shit that you do. You know?
Like, what's number one? Like, you have one of your priority lessons, one of your pillar lessons you want to teach them?
Yeah, breakdancing. I want my little kid spinning around.
Usually most parents say, don't touch fire. But that's a first.
I know, right?
Yeah, don't touch hot shit, dummy.
Yeah, potty train, you know?
Don't forget to wipe your ass.
Man, he can break dance, but he shits all over himself. Yeah. He doesn't know math.
He's got mad skills on the dance floor, but don't go in the bathroom after him.
What are you going to name your kid?
Well, if I say that, then that really gives it away. See, Fassel's trying to trap me here.
Fassel's going for that.
But we
that,
do have a name.
Scoop breaking information
and it's
right
pretty,
off the bat.
It's pretty cool. It's a cool name. Yeah.
You got a name picked?
Oh, yeah.
On the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. You heard it first.
Yeah. We got the exclusive.
I'll tell you guys off.
Meanwhile, your wife's at home like, they're fucking idiots.
What the fuck? Oh, absolutely. The locks are going to be changed when I get home later.
Honey, can I come in? Yeah, so that's cool.
So yeah, it's exciting, and I look forward to it being a dad. And
Adam Hayes says congratulations.
Yeah,
my buddy Skull says Dougie Fresh. That's right, baby. 2 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on.
Six minutes.
Plastic frying pan. Mark Pecoroni says.
What?
I don't know. Mark's.
You shouldn't buy a plastic frying pan. That makes perfect sense.
Mark's the only one paying attention to the show. Hey, you're right.
Or like shit flavored toothpaste.
Yeah.
Why would you buy that?
Well, it's not made.
How do you know that's not made?
You know, like here's something. Like, I'll be realistic. Like, here's one. Don't ever buy one of those retread tires to save money.
Oh, what do you mean?
They actually take an old tire.
Okay.
And then they sew on a retread, like a bald guy that's putting a wig on. And they put a retread,
Yeah, they glue it on with like rubber cement and shit?
Yeah. And every time you ever see it down the road, you see somebody have some miserable blowout. It's not because they have a good tire. It's usually because they save like $20 fucking dollars on a fucking retreaded tire.
Wow. That's when you see it peeled on the side of the road.
And it looks like an alligator got hit.
Yeah.
When I used to have I had a BMW 5 M Series.
Nice.
Fucking badass car. And I'm driving down 75 like towards Weston, that area in Miramar. And it's midday and I'm doing like 70 whatever in the car just cruising. That car's got low stance.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I see this thing. I swear to God, I thought somebody hit an alligator flopping across the street. It turns out it was a retread just being... And I'm like, God damn, I had no way to avoid it. Hit the fucking... Destroyed my fender. the whole all that shit. I hated that car, man. Every time you pulled up to a parking spot and the rebarb sticking out of the parking thing, you pull out, kabang, fuck, there goes my bumper.
Oh, my God.
It pulled your fucking bumper off. So anyway, that's why I have an old man car now. Yeah,
the bumpers are rubber.
What are you driving there, Fossil.
Yeah, what do you drive?
A 2018 Camry, Ellie.
It's a nice car, the Camrys, the new ones.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, no, thank
you. And he's driving a Honda.
Yeah.
Hondas are nice. Yeah. I had 408,000 miles on my Honda Accord.
Really?
What are you bragging?
No, they're good cars. Yeah, I'm bragging.
How much,
so
148?
408,000.
408?
Yeah, your Honda can go that far, dude.
Yeah, of course, Hondas last forever. Hondas, Toyotas.
Great cars.
I'm just hoping, I wonder my Volvo. My motor mount's going on my Volvo. I can hear the rubble on the... Oh. I think three of them out, and there was one that was left, so I think my engine's kind of floating around.
Like, so what are you thinking about doing about it?
I got to take care of it. You know, but I haven't had a car payment in 2 years because it's paid for.
Right.
That's nice.
So just go ahead and take a grand and get the car fixed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a Volvo. I got 100,000 miles. It's a 2008.
Yeah, that can last you a little longer.
Yeah, you still got some time on that.
I'm going to... New tires, baby. Fix that thing up. I'm going to get some purple suede and then fucking interior. You know what I mean? Listen, if
you're going to get out,
that's what I'm saying, dude. You know what I mean?
Gator seats.
I'm going to just change everything, man. I'm going to have I'm going to have a fucking TV in there. So if I'm on the road, I just shut the shades. I can sleep there.
Especially on 75.
Anywhere, dude. You know what I mean? Just pull up in a rest stop, fuck it. Put a little sink in there.
Yeah, pimp my ride.
Yeah. Hey, pimp my ride, man.
Exactly.
So spend some money.
Sure.
Some things that you would never buy. Like you would never buy a used dildo.
I would never buy used sneakers from like a thrift shop or something. You know when you go to a thrift shop and you see shoes and sneakers? That's gross.
Or used underwear.
Or used underwear. Yeah, they have them there.
Yeah, no one sells it. Come on, do they?
Yeah.
They say used drawers.
It's a specialty item. You got to go and be like,
hey, they're almost white.
Yeah.
No, you go to the guy and you say, can I get some of the, it's a special?
Yeah, I need the special underwear. Ones. The ones without the track. The fucking
that's a real thing? That's a real market in like Japan. They sell used underwear.
Peter Leonard. Used panties.
There are.
Oh.
In
fucking
Japan.
Chinese guy. Oh, I could go out my day.
There was a show, I think.
It's a smell. It's like my Red Bull.
When I smell Wilma Plante, it's like I'm at Red Bull.
No, I think Tom Green went to like Japan.
Yeah. He verified that story.
He has a show called The Subway Monkey Hour.
Yeah.
And he goes to Japan and he goes like, I think it was Tom Green. He goes like behind the scenes to a underground underwear peddler, like a guy who sells used underwear.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
And just, I'm only bringing that up because I'm telling everyone I'm starting my own business. So I'm just.
Are you leading into something?
Yes. All right, I got my own used undie biz.
I'm sure
down.
There's a huge market for that too, Elgin.
All you got to do is put this Asian girl's picture on it and just put your drawers in there. Just start wearing. Here, your drawers are small enough. They can look like girls' underwear. he's gonna be arrested for false advertisement. He's like, I thought this girl's the model. No, here's the model. Dun, dun, dun. It's fucking Elgin.
And all these guys are out there just sniffing it.
My balls.
That's a funny ass prank. You tell your buddy, hey, look at these sniff these.
You just put a hot chick's picture on it.
And then the face peels off.
Yeah, it's like when you get a hooker in the streets of Vegas. It looks nothing like the picture.
Psych, you sniffed my balls. Hilarious.
Hey, how's my ball smell? What do you mean? You bought some of my underwear?
What's wrong with you?
The leading selling underwear. You're going to be like that, dude. You're going to be like that. Because they have all these special underwears out now, right? You have the special underwears like the bull underwear. They have all these special underwear that are like have gaps in these like pockets for your cock.
Bull underwear.
I don't know what it, I don't remember the names now, but there's these special underwear. I'm not getting advertising here, but I'm but they have these
special,
these special
pockets
underwear.
Inside.
No pockets. Yeah, I got cargo underwear.
You know, no, like a cock pocket.
Yeah, they give you room and there's less seams and it's the material.
See,
supposedly...
that'd be a good. I don't know if that's branded yet, but I want to be the first to say
that.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of companies that do it now.
Cock pocket?
Cock pocket.
Yeah, that exact phrase. I want to trademark and copyright that if no one uses
cock
it.
Cock pocket.
Cock pocket. And if it would be a special pocket in your underwear that you could tuck it into that separates it from the balls. So it would.
So it doesn't have the smell of
it would,
the balls.
It would no, but it would also relieve tension and friction.
Yeah, by putting cloth in between it.
Yes,
Dougie does finance. He can help fund your underwear business.
Yeah,
and you're right. It would.
Well,
it would.
I'm listening to the idea.
It would stay away from the balls.
Like, all right, so you want to have an underwear that actually separates the boys?
Yeah,
like you know what I mean.
Puts the boys in timeout. Keeps them.
Yeah, you guys, enough fucking around. We're going out.
Yeah. You gotta protect
the... Be on your best behavior. Maybe all these years, the reason why we fuck up as guys thinking with our dick, it's not the dick's fault, it's really the balls.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like the whole time, they're both of them sitting there like, what are you doing just sitting here? I don't know, I'm just hanging out waiting for my boy to use me. Fuck that, we're ready, man, let's do something, hey.
It's all their fault.
Both balls are like beating up on their dick, like, come on, don't just sit there, you fucker. Get
come
the
on.
He listens to you, he never listens to us unless we itch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a theory. It was interesting. One of the things that
cockpocket.com.
Yeah, one of the things we heard on the news was Stormy Daniels said that Trump was the worst lay ever.
She did,
and you know what? I wouldn't imagine there's a lot of guys high on that totem pole. You know what I mean? How many guys do you think she's banged? 5,000, 10,000 guys. The fact that she can actually remember and say, "Really, was he the worst?" Yeah, I mean, it had to been one of there, like maybe your father, your uncle, your brother.
Okay.
One of the guys who banged you, you know.
Well, you're right. With a track record that long.
How could she really remember?
No, but not that, but like, she's probably had worse.
Just by the numbers, like you said, I'm a numbers guy. I'm a money guy. Just by the numbers, if you take 10,000 to 15,000 dudes, you know, it almost makes you look silly. Like, okay, out of all the guys you banged, he was the worst?
It made me laugh what she said, though. She said it looked like she said it wasn't particularly small, but it had a mushroom cap.
Oh, yeah, the
like
mushroom dick look.
A toadstool from Mushroom Kingdom from Super Mario. I was dying. Yeah.
She's doing it because she wants attention. And that's
of
the only
course,
way her name's out there.
Of course, dude. She's
trying
fledging.
To stay relevant. That exactly. 15 minutes is fleeting.
Nothing worse than being at a party. Like, have you ever been to a party on Star Island?
I've
in
never
Miami.
Been across
Elgin
that bridge.
Goes all the time. All
right. I've never made
I've
it across.
I've been to a couple.
Okay.
Well, I've been to a few when I used to do security work. I've done. I never went to. I worked them two or three times. But actually, at one or two, once or twice, I've been at a party.
Right.
And there's a moment there where you can tell people are walking around like who needs to stay and who's got to go. You know what I mean? And you know,
And this one's got to go. She's lingering, dude. So good for her.
Well, the thing is, she's coming out with a book.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Called Full Disclosure. I
believe. She hasn't disclosed it all yet.
I think, because I read this earlier, and yeah, she's basically using this as a platform to get more attention to sell books.
It's probably a porno.
You think so?
Yeah, Full Disclosure.
By the way, you open up the book and it's just a DVD inside.
What else is she gonna tell? She's told everything.
By the way, Mark Piccaroni says a schmuck tuck.
A schmuck tuck.
Yeah, for the Jewish guys in the audience.
Oh, speaking of, Danny the Jew's not here.
Yeah, he wasn't. So
it's Yom Kippur.
It's Yom Kippur. Happy Yom Kippur to
Happy Yom Kippur.
Don't get mad, Danny Fossil. The Jew. Fossil's getting all fucking riled up now. He wants to throw a Molotov cocktail.
Well, you didn't mention it, and you know this is just shout out to Danny the Jew.
Adam Hayes says use jewelry that was on someone's junk. Yeah, that'd be hard to prove.
Ew.
Yeah, and Adam Hayes says the dick is the friend that does all the crazy. Yeah, of course. You know, I think we get to a certain age where you don't think with your dick anymore. You know what I mean? You don't think with your dick anymore. You think more with the other one starts taking control because it says, all right, enough out of you, motherfucker. Enough of your hijinks.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Now you're going to have a kid, so you're going to have to teach the kid some lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah, breakdancing's up there.
But of course, I mean, besides breakdancing, lessons of life are important.
Right.
Manners and respect and integrity and, you know, hard work and all that stuff. But I want to be a fucking cool dad and teach him some cool stuff about video games and breakdancing, all the stuff that I love, movies that I love. You know what I mean? Music that I love.
Right. He's going to be a big Back to the Future fan.
Probably, most likely. Right. A big Zelda fan.
Yeah.
Nintendo fan.
Now, are you going to get mad if he turns out to be like 6'3"?
No. Kidding?
You're going to wonder what happened with your old lady for a minute. You got to be honest with her. If that kid comes out 6'3", it's like that kid coming out black. You know, how the fuck he gets 6'3"?
You know, no,
you think it looked like Fozzle's been banging them sex with your wife.
No, I told her, I said, this kid better not be tall. She was like, it's a possibility. It could happen. We have genes. It could happen.
I said, she's setting it up early, buddy. She's getting you prepared.
Yeah, right? Let me down easy. I said, no, I told her, I said, if this kid comes out tall, we're going on Maury.
Yeah.
I told her. She laughs.
It might be good if he's tall. He could help you reach items off the top shelf.
No, absolutely. I would take not full advantage, but I mean,
it's kind of cute. Hey, your son.
It'd be
great. My son. It's Father and Sunday.
He'd be giving me piggyback rides. Yeah.
he's going to come over and help me lift me up to put the star on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Well, good, man. That's exciting, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but dude, everything's different now, dude. When you have a kid, that's it. You know,
everyone says that. Everyone says, listen, when you have a kid, that's it.
You know what happened? You know.
Tell me about it.
You know why everybody says that?
Why?
Because they know. Listen, people, I have people that say to me, like, I'm 51 now, right? And I've had people say, damn, you look good for your age. I'm like, well, you know why? I could tell you one big reason. I don't have kids.
So you think that my
dude, the minute you have a kid,
I'm going to transform?
You turn into some babbling fucking, you know, all you care about. Oh, you know, that's all I got to do. I'm going to take my family. You know what I mean? I gotta take care of my family. Everything I do is for them.
Yeah, you just mention your kid randomly in conversations. You're like, what?
I mean, don't get me wrong.
It
when
is,
you see
right.
the kid,
no, yeah.
I was just a good buddy of mine, Sean, posted this thing on Instagram of his kid running a fucking touchdown. The kid's got skills, dude.
Yeah.
His son, I'm watching. I'm like, you know, I don't have any kids. I don't have never any kids. So that's a moment there where I'm like, you know, wow, you know, and I'm proud. I've known this kid since I was like 8. And this guy, Sean, my friend. And I'm like, dude, your boy's got some skills, you know. And he's like, yeah, like you back in high school and goal. I'm like, yeah, thanks, buddy.
Right.
Thanks for the fucking, you know, that's a good buddy. He's not going to say, well, what about your, oop. No, you don't have any kids, dipshit.
Right.
Anyway.
Complimented you.
So Stormy Daniels says he's the worst
liar. By the way, Stormy Daniels is not my ideal choice in looking at those type of videos.
I didn't even know
who she was at all until the whole Trump scandal.
I think you're right there. You're right. I will agree. That I watch a lot of porn, and
I never heard her name before.
Nina Hartley, old one, right?
One of my all-time
right,
faves.
The best ass in 80s porn ever.
Stormy's a genius. She did it to get FaceTime on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and she succeeded in doing it.
Fozzle, don't paint you, don't kiss my ass. All right, listen, I know Danny the Jew's not here, and he wasn't here today, but you can't, that's it. Don't try to kiss my ass.
I was being sarcastic, but that's okay. I'll take that.
I love when I say, sometimes I'll post stuff on Fozzle when he posts stuff. Like the last thing, you were at the Sunrise Theater, right?
Right.
Who was on that show?
Angel Salazar.
Angel Salazar. Angel Salazar, who's
Chi-Chi from Chi-Chi. Scarface.
Yeah. Check it out. You know?
Yeah, that guy.
Fucking, he's on. He's the headliner, and Fozzle's on the bill.
Yeah.
And who else was on the bill?
Brendan J.
Brendan J. Funny cat.
Yeah, funny comic.
And you look at their bios, and fucking Fozzle's is twice as long as the guy on Scarface.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, Fozzle's like, yeah, you know.
You're right. I just put what I had for my bio on there. I should
you
condense
put what
it.
You had, dude. You put you put a lot of shit on there.
I yeah, but Fozzle, I mean, he's done a lot of stuff.
Dude, he's busy.
A lot
I'm
of credits.
Saying,
he's staying busy. he put them all on there.
But listen, it was just my job to bust his ass because people would do that to me. Anybody who did it. You know, one of the first Wise Guys posters was me, Lenny Travis, and Perry Sack. Admittedly, Perry at the time did not have a very long. This was before. This is Nighttime Miami was really young. He didn't won. He hadn't won. Mm-hmm. You know the one at Mardi Gras. He hadn't done that. You know what I mean? He didn't. And then Lenny, who's been around a long time. You know, he had a decent. But my bio was longer.
Right.
You know, because I put every festival I've been in. You know, yeah, I put some shit in there. Of course.
Was it your show?
Yeah,
we should
do a Wise Guys comedy show at the Dubliner in Meisner Park.
Makes sense why you'd have a long bio. Then it's your show. You want to make a good impression.
Hell yeah.
But then, you know, why not? Yeah. I don't look at somebody else's bio before I put, I got to put mine longer. When it came out on the poster, you're like, wow. I mean, look at me and Joey Medina on that corner.
Yeah.
Perfect. Look at them.
Same size. That's perfect.
I mean, mine's in double font. You know what I mean?
It's also, both paragraphs are about Dougie.
At the end of mine,
if you actually
says,
read it, it's all about yeah, Dougie.
If you look at the bottom, it says for Joey's fucking bio, turn the poster over.
Yeah,
check the back of the poster out.
See other side.
Yeah, man. What I mean,
nice.
Yeah, so yeah, man. But dude, that's good. How'd you do that night? It was a good show.
Yeah, it was good. I had a good set, but then it was crazy. There was some fans of Angel Salazar's. They kept talking, so another guy asked him to be quiet, and there was almost a fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, it's always interesting.
Yeah.
When the crowd starts fucking turning.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? I've had that happen recently at a show where I'm at, and I'm like, I got this. You know, don't worry about it. I'll handle this. Thanks for your help. Like, you don't want to say, shut the fuck up, dumbass. You know, you basically say, I got this. Don't worry. You're right.
Did you get
that? That actually happened at Bremen at the iHeart Theater. This one lady stands up in the middle of the show. There's this one drunk lady that's always there and stuffing at the free food in her fucking face.
Mm.
And she's thin and she's like, you know, and she's just loud. Like, you know, these people.
Yeah, so annoying.
And so in the middle, she's talking in the middle of the show. Every time she's there, she comes all the shows. And this one woman, God bless her, I'm in the middle. She comes walking up and goes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know I'm sorry. Or what's my, she was like, it's really hard. We're very upset here. It's very upsetting that we're all here trying to listen to the show, and she does that glance over to the the fucking skank, and I'm like, yeah, I know, ma'am, I got you, I'm with you, trust me, thank you so much. She's like, well, no, and then she went on, you know what I mean? Like, she's a member of the PTA.
She thinks she's helping, but she's making it
no,
worse.
No, but you know what? In a sense, but here it is what it is. So I'm.
She just wanted to publicly embarrass
her. She
woman.
Was like, yeah, she's like,
she had.
Shut.
She was
she
over
basically
it.
Wanted to do this in a very cosmic.
We're so sick of Jill. Every time we have a party, she gets drunk. She eats all the good cheese.
Yeah.
And then she goes
stuffing
crazy.
Her fucking face. Look at her sipping down that wine like it's the last bottle on earth.
And she won't shut the fuck up.
But she did that in a very dignified way.
Right.
Like,
right,
we're
right.
All sitting here, and we love the show so far. We're having a good time. We just, okay, you're right, ma'am, please. I got you. Ma'am, you have to be quiet. You know, that kind of thing. And that's it.
And did they fight?
Oh, they got on the floor and
started rolling around, breaking tables.
We started throwing baby oil on them. You know, broke out the twister set. No, she shut the fuck
left
up.
Left hand blue.
Yeah, you know, of course, as much as you possibly can. Sometimes now we're actually thinking about not, you know, letting this person come back.
Banned.
Like you say, yeah, you've been blacklisted.
Banned.
You know, I mean, you don't want to do that, but when somebody's that out of hand, you got to say, listen, you
enough,
know,
enough is
every
enough.
Time you've been here, there's been something going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that annoying?
By the way, Perry Sack says congratulations on the underwear idea.
Ah,
no, he said on your ball sack thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, he wants you to call it sack, dick sack, whatever. I don't know. But dude, I like it. I like the underwear idea.
The
right?
sack or whatever. Sack.
Would you have the cock pocket?
Cock pocket, man.
But cock's a rough word, though.
Yeah, but it just rolls better. Cock pocket. Like... it sounds better.
Sounds like you're saying hot pocket.
And a man would it's brand familiarity.
Yeah.
Cock pocket.
And you know what? Then you can get the cock pocket for the guy that doesn't have that much cock. Has his own little extra pillowing around it, like a Superman costume.
Okay. Oh, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like you with those guys with the muscles on the Superman costume.
It's like a padded yeah, bra you just, for
you,
your cock.
Yeah, dude. You know, you wear an underwear if you're not usually packing. You wear an underwear that resembles as if you were. Like, you know, you walk. Because women look at that, dude. Women check the package out.
Yeah.
Women admitted that to me. They check the package out. And, you know, when you're on stage.
That's why skinny jeans are like hit or miss for certain people.
Yeah.
For real, because it shows everything.
Yeah.
So.
What are you trying to hide, a cheese doodle? Yeah, what are you doing there, buddy?
But, all right. So, yeah, put something extra in there.
That's an old open mic joke I used to tell. I mean, why is the guys that wear gym bike shorts to the gym always the guys that shouldn't be wearing bike shorts? Looks like they're trying to hide a cheese doodle under cellophane. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Remember, you have any open mic any old jokes that you ever brought back? Like you said, I'm gonna put this thing, I'm gonna Frankenstein this fucking joke and bring it to life.
Yeah, every joke of mine is an old joke. Yeah, I brought back.
Bring it back.
Yeah, my whole set.
By the way, don't forget, we got a gig next Tuesday.
Who does?
You're opening for the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour.
Am nice. I really?
Yeah, we're going to do it at some retirement home.
It's amazing.
It's interesting what kind of material.
You know, it's amazing I have a show coming up.
You forgot?
I'm shocked. Forgot. I didn't even know I was still on the circuit.
How many months is the old lady now? When are you expecting the baby? What kind of month?
She's in her 20th week. Just about.
All right, so you got about another...
We're 19th week. We're 19th.
So you got about another 7.5 months?
About 145 days, approximately.
All right, what are you, Rain Man?
I have these apps that tell you everything from down to the minute to what you should be doing every day to how she should be feeling, how big the baby is.
April, so maybe an April, May
February.
Baby. February, April baby.
February, for sure.
It could be April 2nd, my birthday.
Maybe.
Yeah, imagine. It comes out short and
fat. It could be April 1st.
April, I always wanted to have my birthday on April 1st.
Everyone, it could be April 1st.
Right? No better, you know, you're a comedian and you're born on April Fool's Day.
Could this be the biggest April Fool's joke I've ever pulled?
Yeah. Oh boy. I wonder, so we have to check out
could
the sonograms.
Could it be?
Actually, look at the
Photoshop, you can do anything with those.
The sonogram of his kid has a fucking Nintendo hat on. that's how it's all, you can tell it's fucking not real. What's up, Nadeem Awad? Hey, Burger King called. They said they're still not going to pay you, buddy.
Oh, man, that joke is so old.
I know, man. I feel bad for the guy. Everybody
saw him. I'm pretty sure he loves that you continuously bring
it
up.
No, I don't continuously bring
it up. I feel bad
for
that. Terrible thing happened to him, and here it is again.
Yeah, LG got paid by Burger King, though.
Yeah, he got paid well.
Barely.
Yeah. I went to an audition.
I went
to the audition, and I had to act like I was hitchhiking. It's for a music video. Like, I guess maybe they're driving down the road and different people trying to get on, you know, on the bus or something.
Yeah.
You know, so I did a bunch of, 15 seconds to, you know, I'm like looking like a Guido. Hey, ooh, you know, hey.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to the same audition.
Yeah,
and,
what happened?
And I had to be at the doctor's office.
For the news.
For the baby.
See, everything changes, buddy.
In my description, they were looking for dancers. And it said, I believe, you'll be dancing to Despacito.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Did you dance at all?
They played that music.
They did.
They did while I was waiting for the bus stop.
And you had to, like be moving, but also...
They said, you don't dance to the music. No, don't move to the music.
Ah.
But you let the music in your background, but don't make it the rhythm of the song. So they told me it's another song.
So you're just... Okay, I get you.
So I was just kind of like hanging... What am I going to do?
Got it, man.
Fuck. There's a guy with a blue fucking mohawk.
Really?
I'm like, I think that guy's going to, you know.
As a hitchhiker, maybe.
Yeah, I said, dude, anybody got more hair dye?
Can imagine if
my
you
hair
did that?
Purple all of a sudden.
You pushed up your hair into like a little
put
mohawk.
Put on my purple trench coat. Be a big fat Italian Prince fan.
Should do it.
That's odd. You don't see that often on the road. No. At any rate.
What's the commercial for? A fucking midlife crisis?
Yeah. I thought it was a music video.
No, I'm saying if you showed up like that, that would be a good read for like a guy having a midlife crisis and his son's like, come on, dad, enough's enough.
Yeah.
You sure it's not for a used underwear commercial?
Possibly. Yeah. It could be for the cock pocket commercial.
It's cock pocket just came out.
Just cock pocket.
Cock pockets. Tired of your balls and your dick hanging out to get along together? It's like when your kid meets a kid from the wrong side of the street.
No, tired of your balls smelling like a hot pocket? Get the cock pocket.
Yeah, I think you're right. Your dick smells because of your balls. So if anything, what you should do is it'd be a lot easier, by the way. I'm going to help you out here. I'm using my mind. You, instead of getting a pocket for the cock, get a sack for the balls.
A ball sack.
Yeah, a ball sack underwear. Right? You put your underwear on.
See, now
on.
Perry, we're going to have to pay Perry a fucking royalty for that.
Yeah, and then, because that also, if you sack the balls and your cock gets a little more room to breathe and maybe get a little larger. You know, they used to say if you want your dick to get bigger, you should put a weight on it, not wear underwear.
So put a fucking a cinch strap on it, like a, like a Crown Royal bag.
Yeah. Exactly. Put
and
some
pull,
fucking rocks
you pull
in it.
Here, like, a, and it cinch around your balls.
But that, did you know that if you want to, if you want your dick bigger, what you do is you get a Crown Royal. You get a Crown Royal bag.
Shut the fuck.
You put a bunch of you put like a billiard ball, a couple of them in there,
right?
And you tie it around. You know, you tie it around the end of your cock, and you let it hang there for a while.
And what?
Yeah, eventually the skin just kind of gives, and the
and
blood starts flowing.
And then you have a
flowing.
Floppy ass dick because it snaps at the base.
And then your dick looks like a fucking platypus nose. No, I think it worked.
That's a proven thing.
The more you,
I got hours of research.
Well, I mean, it has to work technically if you stretch it for over a long period of time.
You do. It's what it happens because if it's a weight thing and the body, it's like a gold, it's like a grasshopper. If you put a grasshopper in a little jar and shut the jar, it'll only hop to that level. But if you put it in a big aquarium, you know, so you got to give your dick a bigger aquarium.
Okay.
You know, you got to give your dick more space. You can't wear tight underwear, you know, because then you don't have a baby either. So you're not wearing tight underwear. You have a kid.
No, you can't wear tight underwear.
No,
guys.
You got to let the balls hang.
Sometimes you got to wear no underwear. You just got to go.
Why not?
Commando, dude.
You know, Florida's nuts.
Just got to make sure you watch what you're eating those
You wear
days.
Underwear? You wear underwear, Fonzie.
Of course I do.
You wear tidy whities.
Of course I do.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I haven't seen it. I'm just guessing.
You wear tidy whities, Dougie?
No, I wear like sport underwear, like Adidas.
Sport underwear.
Yeah. They're like, you know, they're like a nylon dry fit kind of underwear.
Okay, like I hear what you're saying. Dry fit.
You know what I mean? They're almost like a light.
The ones that breathe.
Yeah. Like almost like bike shorts, but much more thin, you know, breathing, you know, whatever.
I know what you're saying. Water wicking material.
Water wicking.
Water wicking.
It's time.
It's time.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and the United States and laugh at it. That's right. First story, St. Louis apartment with kitchen-bathroom combo creates a stir. It's kind of odd, don't you think?
That's really weird.
Right? Isn't that, where was that? Didn't Kramer on, remember Kramer had the idea to put your sink and your garbage disposal and everything in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
And he was cooking and shit, and they're all eating the fucking salad that he cooked in the shower while he was showering?
Yeah. This story puts a whole new meaning to the phrase.
Well, yeah.
Don't shit where you eat.
Yeah. A St. Louis man is the new tenant of a tiny apartment with a unique layout. The kitchen and the bathroom are in the same place.
You should probably get half off of a rent.
The toilet, bathtub, oven, and sink are all in one room of a 200-square-foot apartment. 200-square-foot.
Wow.
Does the toilet have a garbage disposal?
Yeah.
Take a shit and... All right, let me see the picture. Let me see this thing.
That's crazy.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you get the guy from you get the guy from Home Depot to come over.
This is ridiculous. Look at this.
Wow. What is it? He sleeps in the bathtub, probably.
This is what's going
to
happen, Fozzo.
How do you open that cabinet next
to
the toilet?
I wanted to let you know, Fozzo, if you try to rely on comedy to make money, this is what you can, your future. This is the future of comedy.
It's actually where I live now.
Yeah, it's a photo of.
I have like the Harry Potter room under someone's stairs.
The ad in the photo for the $525 per month apartment appeared on several websites and had people flush with excitement. Huh. Harold Carrible of South Seth F. Shannon Real Estate, real estate company, said the new tenant loves it. The 111-year-old building originally housed 12 luxury apartments. He said around the time of the Great Depression, it was remade into 50 small units.
50?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tiny. They must be tiny.
From 12 to 50.
Yeah. It's like a closet. That's like the whole apartment in here.
Yeah.
But that's how apartments are. It's tiny.
Listen, yeah. I'd rather have, if that's the point, I'd rather just have a, well, you'd hate to do it, but a communal. I mean,
dude, I lived in this tiny apartment in $500
Germany. $500 a month?
In Germany. Three beds in one room and a kitchen and a shared bathroom.
Right. Like a hostel.
It was crazy.
I can't share a bathroom with somebody. Yeah. Shower. You know, then
it
you
was
know
so,
if you know,
it was so weird,
you don't know if
dude.
Somebody's spanking it off in the shower.
Exactly. Oh, I knew they were.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to walk in there with aqua socks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's horrible. I can't share it. You know what I mean? I mean, but I don't, listen, you get a shit, I mean, the toilet's right next to the sink, right next to the stove. You know, you know what? I'm going to wake up this morning, take a big shit and make some eggs and bacon. All at the same time.
It's so you can like he's cooking as he's sitting on the toilet.
Yeah. maybe it's a really good place for a multitasker.
Wash your dishes in the bathtub.
Right.
Saves time.
Saves a lot of time.
So much done.
Hmm. Kentucky woman defecated on deputy to resist arrest. I'm going to show you, bitch.
Did he just stand
there? Everybody's into this shit thing, right? They had the lady that threw the shit at the Dunkin' the Donuts in Canada place.
Oh, so gross.
Right?
Yeah,
and weird. Then you know, people the shit throwing.
People are turning into apes. They're defecating in their hand and throwing it at people.
And this woman looks like she's auditioning for The Walking Dead as one of the zombies. Look at this fucking woman.
Oh my Lord!
It's a day club
Fassel,
stripper
can you
in
see
Wichita.
This?
Wow,
she looks like a Halloween
Would
costume.
You bang her, Fassel?
I don't think anybody should.
Yeah. Come on, Fassel.
I wouldn't even want my worst enemy.
You wouldn't want a hand job from that lady?
Look at her. She's like my height, too.
She looks like Chucky, like the female version
of
Chucky.
She looks like the females or the Chucky's kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
She looks like Exorcist. Linda Blair.
By the way, Nadima Watts says, fuck Burger King. Thanks to Joey Gonzalez, who noticed that, laughed my ass that I work with money, and he saw me counting with my fingers. Yeah. What's up, Peter Kramer? It says here that the police in Livingston, Kentucky, well, there you go, said a woman intentionally defecated on an officer to avoid being arrested. The Amanda Peters, 26. She's 26.
She looks like 56.
Yeah. You sure those numbers weren't fucking wrong?
Yeah.
She looks 62, baby.
If she's trying to avoid being arrested, I don't think that's the thing that's going to do it.
I read it in a lawyer magazine.
Whoever wrote that article had dyslexia or something.
She was arrested at 2 a.m. on Saturday at her home. Online records showed she had been wanted on an outstanding warrant. When the homeowner let officers in, Peters reportedly locked herself in a bathroom, and responding deputy forced himself into the bathroom and arrested the woman with force. That's when police alleged Peters intentionally released her bowels in an upward motion.
How?
How often have you done that?
How's that even possible?
How did she do that?
She was probably on the ground and had her, you know, she was probably in a, like a guard position and shit right out.
Ah, okay.
Into face.
So she like pulled her knees back.
Yeah.
Aimed and like.
Gave birth to a big old stink pile.
That's actually kind of impressive.
Hey, she's good. She's good at something.
She can shit on demand. And not only that, she like transformed into a little like.
In an upward motion with purposeful direction to the deputy. Causing said bodily fluids to land on face, arms, and legs. Well, at that point, who gives a shit about the legs? You know, if you got it on my face, the fact that it's on my legs would just not matter.
No.
On, you know what I mean? I mean, if you get shit on your leg, like, oh, that's fucking horrible. But then you have it on your face and your leg, you're like, immediate attention goes to the face.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they should have wrote this article. They should have wrote legs, body, and face.
Yeah, the other way around.
You know?
Keep us in suspense.
Dot, 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 and face.
Legs,
but if hit harder.
Up at arms. Well, that's getting bad. Face! Online records show Peters was charged with resisting arrest, third-degree assault of an officer, identity theft of another without consent of giving an officer a false identifying information. She's fucked up. $10,000 bail and a couple packs of toilet paper. Disgusting. People are fucking disgusting, buddy.
I don't know. I'm kind of impressed.
You're impressed with that?
Just the agility to roll yourself into a ball. Her defense mechanism is to roll into a ball And
that's what her mind says. I'm going to hide in the bathroom.
Yep.
And when he comes in, I'm going to squat down. As he tries to get me, I'm going to shit at him.
Exactly.
I'm going to shit on that.
That's where her mind was.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing that people have that mentality. I'm going to. That's my. Anyway, next story, please. Let's move on.
I hope it gets better. Driving lesson ends with car landing in a swimming pool. That's one thing your kid's going to want to help. You're going to have to teach him how to drive.
Driving lesson becomes
maybe by
swimming
the time
lesson.
He's a kid, dude. Yeah. Maybe by the time he's like a grown up to drive, they'll have all self driving cars. So that's one less thing you have to teach him.
They're already starting to self drive.
That's what
these
I'm saying.
Teslas are driving themselves around. Yeah. Have
Tesla
you seen
stock
anything?
Took a beating.
Yeah,
today.
I've heard about it in Detroit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Driving lessons end with a car landing in the swimming pool. Montgomery Village, Maryland. A driving lesson went off the deep end in Maryland when authorities say the car jumped a curb, crashed through a fence, landed in a swimming pool, and a lady turned over and shit on it. Montgomery County Fire and Rescue spokesman Pete Perenger tells the Post the driver and the passenger were injured and wet, of course. He says the occupants were a man and a woman in their 50s and 60s. But it's unclear who was behind the wheel. They were probably fucking in the back. Oh. But he says one was teaching the other how to drive that afternoon. The car landed in the North Creek Community Center pool, which was closed for the season. Thank God. Harris says the man and the woman were standing poolside, have extricated themselves by the time rescue arrived.
They landed in the shallow end.
Yeah.
They're just like sitting in the car, like with water up to their neck.
Help! Help!
Who's teaching the kid how to drive? Another kid?
They're two older people in their 50s or 60s.
Oh,
I don't buy that story. I think they were fucking around. Two old people. The lady's like, you know, ladies in her 60s. Like, I never gave road head. Okay, that's what he meant by instructions. I was giving her instructions.
Or they'd be like,
right.
They saw Fast and Furious. Yeah. And said, I've never done a donut.
Yeah. Trying to peel, you know what out. I
mean? Fuck it. It's a lease anyway. It's a lease.
Yeah, that thing's fully covered.
Exactly.
Let's try it. We'll blame it on the kid. That's all.
Labrador dog named Lucy saves Oregon man from sex conviction.
What?
The discovery of a black Labrador named Lucy led to the unraveling of a criminal case Monday against an Oregon man who had begun serving a 50-year prison sentence. Joshua Horner, a plumber from the central Oregon town of Redmond, was convicted on April of 2017 of sexual abuse of a minor. That's when he has sex with a guy digging for coal. In the trial, the complaint testified Horner had threatened to shoot her animals if she went to the police about the alleged molestation and said she saw him shoot her dog and kill it to make his point. 6 months after the jury convicted Horner in a verdict that was unanimous, he asked the Oregon Innocence Project for help. The group took up his case. When the group raised concerns, blah, 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 District Attorney Horner insisted he never shot the dog. Finding the dog would show he was innocent. Guess what?
Because the dog wasn't shot?
Right. She claimed the dog was killed.
It was a different dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they painted.
They cloned. Yeah, they painted. Yeah, they spray painted the dog like in fucking Meet the Parents.
Yeah, get that golden retriever. We'll turn it into a black lab. They found Lucy after her owners agreed to rendezvous at a golf course. She was drinking a bowl of water and sitting in the shade underneath a porch where she played. So, dog saved
the guy's
fucking
life. She also didn't respond to her name.
Yeah. I don't know that guy.
Acted very unusually.
Yeah. He said, come here. Come here, Lucy.
And also had a dick.
Yeah.
It's a different dog altogether.
Hey, Lucy grew a dick while she was gone.
But by the time, he already escaped jail.
Yeah. By the way, your brother, buddy Joe Rennay says the airbag can be used as a flotation device.
There you go.
Perry Sachs says, Oregon man, I'm an Oregon man. Yeah. We know you're a cocksmith. By the way, Perry, I left my credit card at fucking Hijinks.
Speaking about credit cards, my fucking credit card got charged like $99.40 yesterday out of nowhere.
Fraudulent charge?
Yeah.
Are
my
you
bank
protected?
Hit me up this morning. Yeah, they already took care
See,
of it.
See, that's why I love American Express. None of that shit ever, you know what I mean? Anything ever that happens. But I left my credit card. It was weird. I met Perry and his girl Nave at the Hijinks to watch some football on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. You posted a picture.
Yeah, and my friend of the family, he's posting on Instagram saying, hey, you know, Patty, the girl, I was one of my first friends ever. Like family knew each other all in New York from Europe. They all came. And like, oh, her daughter's a bartender there. I'm like,
Right.
I say, hi, I forget my credit card.
Ah.
So I got to go back.
Oh, man.
Good food, though, man. Hijinks.
Mm-hmm.
Decent good place. Good sports bar. What's your favorite food there? You like falafels? What do you like there?
Hijinks?
No.
I like pizza.
Yeah, pizza's your food?
I love pizza.
Chicago
yeah.
pizza or New York style pizza?
I like deep dish pizza. I like substance. What about you? What's your favorite food?
I mean, I love pizza, of course.
Everybody loves pizza.
How can you not like pizza?
Everyone loves. I love New York pizza, Brooklyn pizza,
yeah.
L&B specifically.
You know, listen,
awesome
if I had
pizza.
Two of my favorite things in the world, I love Sicilian Ovens. It's like a chicken parm pizza called chicken Reggiano pizza.
Uh-huh.
It's like chicken cutlets fried with ricotta cheese and like pizza. Fuck,
remember
it's
when we had pizza last year?
Costco pizza.
No, we had the Christmas party pizza.
Oh, yeah, the one, yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, dude, we had a good time there.
We had some good pizza, man.
Yeah, we're going to have another one. We're going to have a big year-end party this year.
It was really nice.
For the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. So, you know, maybe we may even have a show, guys. And we may invite some of our fans, our patron fans, by the way. Go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Become a patron. You guys all paying attention. Donate $1 a month, $2 a month. It goes to gas money for all the co-hosts.
Exactly.
Don't forget that, you fucking cheap bastards.
Help them out.
Anyway, here's a bad team. Healdsburg High football team calls it quits after crushing shutout losses. Could you imagine playing on a high school football team that loses one game like 16-0? And then, let's go next week, guys. Next week. And then you go and you lose 75-0.
Yeah, that's almost like Vontae Davis. You heard about that?
No.
He played for the Bills, and he quit on the first half.
After halftime, he retired.
Yeah, after halftime, he retired.
He retired.
Because the team was so bad. It's kind of like
that. Happened this weekend, right?
Yeah, it just happens.
Could you imagine your team sucks so bad?
Did you see 2 weeks ago the Miami Hurricanes won 77-0?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but
I mean,
beat,
like.
Yeah, but they beat Coastal Carolina.
But what a huge.
Who was it?
What a huge.
School for the deaf
deficit.
And blind.
What would you do?
It's nothing. It's being skunked, right? That's a big thing. You're being skunked. You're being like.
Speaking about skunks, that woman who went into a ball and shit on the guy.
Yeah.
She skunked him.
She skunked him.
That's their, you know, that's what we should
she
call
skunk
it.
She skunk aped him.
That'd be funny if Ashton Kutcher came out and was like, you got skunked.
Yeah. That ain't funny.
New TV show sponsored by Cock Pocket.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Healdsburg High School football team called it quits. Says here that after a pair of losses that start off the year, the Healdsburg High School football team has decided it's time to turn in the uniforms and start being pussies.
Wow.
The stands at the recreation park will be a little lonelier this fall after the football players on the struggling team, Greyhounds, they're called the Greyhounds, quit for the remainder of the year. Fuck it, we're done.
They never have a movie about that. It's always the other way around. A shitty team that like rallies together and gets better, and at the end they win.
Yeah.
They should have a movie about how just like these guys the shittiest team and everybody quits.
Yeah.
And then the fucking coach has no job, so he gets fired.
Yeah. Guys go back, he goes back to Tom McCann.
These kids ruined my life.
Yeah.
They might have had a movie like that, but it's never been successful.
Yeah, much like the team. Like, you know, it's like they try to, we're going to go with the losing spirit. Like in college. Before the NAIA national tournament, our soccer coach all brought us into the viewing area, and we saw Hoosiers. It's a great basketball movie.
Yep.
Right? Great movie. It's like gets your spirit going. Little town beats this fancy city team for the state championships, and they got like shorts that are like, you know, they're fucking shit short, like these fucking old hagging.
Well, the old 70s like, basketball
and the other guys are wearing like, you know, DJ shorts or fucking disco shorts.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And the team started the season with 18 players after losing its first game 41-0. And it was so bad that the other players even banged their cheerleaders. Then being shut out 61-0 in the second game, two players said, fuck this, we're out of here.
But the mascot did not quit.
The mascot kept fucking jumping up like an idiot. Then two more dropped off the team, followed by the team's quarterback. And we know when the quarterback goes, it's like when the lead singer quits the band.
The kicker's still on the team.
Yeah,
though.
The kicker's still out there going,
can you
come on, guys.
That?
I don't want to go back to chess. Go back to fucking band practice. Yeah, you're done. It's you know, that, listen, there's a lot of comics that should do that. I shouldn't say a lot. There's a few people. right? It's hard. Like, listen, it's hard to walk away from something you're having fun at. Or try, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like if you keep doing the same set after 3 years, it's like something's got to give.
Well, you know, or I don't know. I mean, it's like, we talked about hobbyist. Hobbyist is a great term, right? Yep. It's a great term. So somebody who just gets on stage and wants to fucking, you know, it may keep that person from shooting somebody for all we know. So that's a positive thing.
That's true.
Right? You never know.
It's true.
Right? And, but then there's some folks that you're like, well, I don't know. Just, you know, maybe you should try karaoke. I mean, you know. Now, you have a lot of these shows going on. Look at you. You got all these different things going on. And how's the shows going at the Italian restaurant
Jenny's is...
Is that the one in... No, the one in Boca.
Oh, Boca Resto. Boca Resto is it's getting a crowd. It's the second show.
Yeah.
They told me they...
He's a nice professional guy. He actually called me because I guess they brought up my name
right.
to booking it. And somebody referred me to book it. I'm like, I'm really not interested in booking. Not that it was anything to do with that location or that place.
Right.
I just... if I'm going to book a venue, at this point, I want to book a nice venue. You know, something upper class. I'm done doing restaurants and shit.
Exactly.
You know?
I don't blame you at all.
How's the outdoor thing? Because Mama Pizza Balls, what's it called?
Yeah. Mama Jenny's is outdoors.
That's outdoors. So you got to worry about rain and shit.
Yeah, I mean, they have an indoor venue where we can switch it to, it's fine. Yeah, right. The food's good, though.
And then, how long have you been doing that show?
It's like 6 months. It's pretty good.
Once a month, every week?
It's a monthly. It's every second Friday of the month. Yeah.
I don't believe I got an invitation to ever be on that show. But
No. I'm hitting up for my, better shows.
Yeah, let me know, man. I'm doing, we're booked at the...
Spill the Beans.
Spill the Beans in April of 2019. I'm putting my 2019 calendar together,
buddy. Ron's birthday. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be local.
Exactly.
And my old lady, what's up, Dean Gasser? My old lady's going to Japan.
No way.
With her sister, her mom,
that's
her cousin.
Awesome. I've always wanted to go.
For like 3 weeks. I'm going to be home all by myself.
Nice.
All by myself.
Crying.
Don't want to be all by myself anymore.
Yeah, right. You can't wait.
Yeah.
Dougie's going to have a fucking house party.
Yeah.
Celebrate fucking
with adults.
Jamming, baby.
House party. For
I'm going to have a party. I will have a party for the comics that in January.
Dude, you can do whatever you want.
I wanted to do the kickball game. Remember, I was going to have you and John Gregory against each other, but he moved. And we're going to pick a kickball team. But I just didn't have time in the calendar. But, you know, I'll have a big party, man. It'll be an invite. It'll be a private invite to people. And it'll be like the Illuminati. You got to shut the fuck up. Don't go telling anybody.
Is there a password?
There'll be like a code where there'll be a door with a thing you open up and go, what's the password? But you know what I mean? And it is interesting. I won't mention the comic's name. And it's a guy who was a friend of mine. And it was a good dude. But he was really weird. This guy's just really weird and always did weird things. And it was during my 50th birthday party, which was a private invite, right?
Yeah.
You guys came. You were invited. It was a private invite. It wasn't an open party.
Right.
You couldn't come. You didn't come.
I couldn't come.
You weren't here. You were there.
I was.
So it was a private event. It was a private invitation. But some other comic thought it would be a good idea to share it on social media.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And I said, what gave you the fucking idea that I wanted this spread all over social media? And he's like, oh, I thought you wanted me to do this. I said, no, I didn't. I don't need help fucking marketing. I know what I'm doing. You know, and it, by the way, it was okay. You know, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I had people like, now the people were worried. Why didn't they get invited to my party?
Right.
You know what I mean? So the big brouhaha this year in January is going to be a private invite.
But everyone here knows about it on the show.
No. It's going to be a private invite. I could always say it never happened.
That's true.
You know what
it's
I mean?
True.
Or I could just say, look, you know, you're an asshole. I don't like you.
Or they could donate to your Patreon thing.
Yeah, you could be if you want to go to the show, you could be a patron listener to make a donation. There's only 3 or 4 people there now. So you'll be in a nice list of folks. Any rate, where are we at? All right, we got to get back to the fucking stories.
Back to the stories.
Yeah. You'd like this one, Fozzle. Las Vegas Museum features a 24-foot-long bong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? The museum features a 24-foot-long bong?
Yeah. Las Vegas Museum features 24-foot bong.
I can't stand weed. That's why he said that.
Don't lie. You smoke all the time.
Okay.
A soon-to-be-open marijuana museum in Las Vegas offered a sneak preview of its exhibits, including a 24-foot-long bong, said to be the world's largest.
Wow.
Yeah, we lost our video.
24 feet. That's pretty
we
good.
We did?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
That's like 10 Elgins.
That is like 10 me's.
It's just so popular that it got just flooded and just shut down.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll just finish. I like that.
Go for it.
All right. Yeah. The Cannabination Cannabis Museum, set to open in September on the downtown Las Vegas famed Fremont Street, which I was staying at the Grand Las Vegas when I was there one night, had a sneak peek event Thursday that included the unveiling of its star attraction, a 25-foot tall, 800-pound bong. You know what they called it? Bongzilla.
That'd be cool. Bongzilla. Yeah.
Did you visit it while you were in Las Vegas?
Bongzilla.
J.J. Walker, founder of Cannabination, said, Bongzilla, created by artist Jason Harris, who's high all the time, might eventually be used for actual marijuana smoking. If Nevada's recreational marijuana laws are amended to allow for smoking in public in social settings.
No way. That would be crazy.
Not only can you smoke, they're trying to change the laws now in Nevada. Not only can you, it's legal, but you can actually just smoke in public and light it up.
But, I mean, smoke it out of giant bongs?
Well, could you imagine? Everybody kind of comes around and it would be like a big, what do they call the hookah?
Right.
Yeah, these hookah stations.
If people could smoke out in public like that, it would be.
But then everybody's
going to
get hepatitis C, dude, and herpes.
Oh, gross.
You know what I'm saying? You really want to share a bong with everybody fucking walking around the neighborhood?
Imagine that, yeah. Like, you know how they have, like, those rocks that everybody touches?
Right.
Would you want to put your lips on the thing everyone putting their mouth on? That's nasty.
No way, man.
That's gross. Mm. And you can't never smoke it alone. Somebody always has to be down in your life.
Yeah, there's always somebody sharing.
They allow it in Colorado, though, don't they?
Yeah, it's legal there, too. I had a great time when I was down there. I was in Nevada. And I went to a couple dispensaries.
What's that like?
You walk in, and you got choices. You can just get buds of it,
okay,
and just get like ounces of bud and pick anything you want, any strands.
But is there pot everywhere?
I mean, they got shells of everything, edibles.
Wow.
And then they have jars, like big jars, and you can open them up and smell them.
You should have bought some edibles.
Fuck. But edibles, you know, they're rough.
Actually, recently someone got in trouble. Locally here,
yeah,
with bags of gummy bears.
Really?
Yeah. They were, I guess, trying to distribute them to kids or something. I just saw the article today.
To wow. kids?
Yes.
What about guys like me? Fuck the kids. You know, I still got a pinched nerve in my neck.
Oh. Do you really?
Dude, thank God it's getting somewhat more tolerant, but God, it's
just go to a chiropractor, get snapped
up. I've been, that's what I've been doing until I left. And all the driving, when you're driving with the hands up.
Right.
Like 1,000 fucking miles on the road.
How'd you get the pinched nerve?
Oddly enough, dude, when me, Matt Derndack, and Nadim did that show in Fort Myers,
yeah,
a few weeks ago,
uh-huh.
Matt was driving, Nadim's in the back, and Nadim said something. I went to turn around to say something to him. It right there in the fucking twinge of my neck.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I felt like something weird. I woke up the next morning stiff, like, oh, you know, like I was doing a bukkake video for the last 3 weeks.
That's
oh. You know?
Wow.
How was that room?
It was good. It was fun, man. Nice. It was the first show they had, so it was hats off.
Awesome.
Any rate, our last story of the day. Doctors have to invent a new tool to remove a 23-inch sex toy from a man after he somehow got it stuck up his ass.
Oh, my God.
For 24 hours. Again, this is an embarrassing moment. Not only are you in pain and you're in physical danger, but now you got to go somewhere and say, hey, I got this thing shoved up my ass. Due to the smoothness and size of the object, none of the tools medics normally use were able to grab hold of the sex toy.
It's so slippery. It's like glossy.
The unnamed man turned up at A&E with a 23-inch dildo lodged inside of him, having struggled to remove the toy at home.
Imagine being at the sign-in desk.
Yeah.
When you have to tell them at the ER what you're there for.
What are you here for?
Come here closer. Come here.
Sorry, sir. What is that? Sorry.
What's that?
Sorry, sir. Can you speak up? I'm sorry.
I have a dildo up my...
Oh, okay. Did you say you have a dildo up your ass, sir?
Yeah. Code 4, you got a dildo up the ass. Dildo up the ass. Everyone's like, looking at him.
Cornball with a cornhole stuck up his ass.
Oh, my God.
He should just get a girlfriend and not have to deal with it.
I don't think he has a girlfriend, dude, if he's sticking a fucking 23-inch dildo up his ass. Deciding he needed expert help, the red-faced 31-year-old went to the hospital 24 hours after the dildo became stuck up there. He was thinking of some options.
The word dildo is
I bet you that guy was thinking at some point, I'm going to jump real high, squat, and land and try to shoot the fucker out of my ass. Or I'm going to just go to go to fucking Taco Bell. Yeah, why not? Shoot that bitch out.
You don't hear the word dildo enough these days. Everyone always says sex toy.
Yeah, so. Dildo is a great word. He told doctors he was suffering from mid-abdominal pain. Well, what do you think it is? I don't know. I ate a little bad chicken yesterday. But often than that, he had no symptoms that were causing concern. X-rays showed a long and large-sized foreign body up his colon. Doctors at the Great Metropolitan Hospital in LaGuardia, Italy, tried to remove the dildo using standard techniques.
So he goes in, and instead of saying what the problem is, he's like, I'm having stomach problems.
My stomach hurts.
And, and like he goes through the additional steps and all these processes. And still, and they're just like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Just, there's a cock up there. Just say it.
I don't know what's going on with your stomach, buddy, but you got a dildo up your ass. Maybe you forgot that part. yeah. He says, due to the smoothness and size of the object, none of the tools medics had were able to grab the whole thing. The grabbing devices were either too loose or simply did not have the range to latch on to such a large foreign body. Stuck for ideas on how to remove the dildo.
Literally stuck.
And stop from laughing. The quick-thinking medics invented a new tool using medical wire to latch onto it and pull it out, along with a cactus and a shag rug. Threading the wire through a catheter tube to create a noose at the end, they were able to insert the tube into the man's ass and reach the sex toy. The noose of the wire then looped around the dildo like a lasso, and tightened it until the doctors had enough grip to pull it out.
This sounds like fan fiction. Like fantasy fan fiction.
Yeah.
Like, then they stuck the tube and it looped around. Like it sounds
like a letter to form.
But the word that got me not buying it is when you said they stuck it up his ass.
I said that.
Okay.
I said colon.
That's his tag.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
That's not
the
real.
Doctor
was,
wrote, stuck it up his ass.
Yeah.
I was paraphrasing. Anyway, that's all you have time for here on the Wake Up Live with Dougie Show. I want to thank LJ David for joining us, the new dad.
Thank you, and it's always fun. Thank
and
you.
Of course, and our special guest today, Mr. Fazal Malik.
Thank you. Check out Spill the Beans on Saturday, 3020 North Federal Highway, 8 p.m. Tickets are on Eventbrite. Thank you for
there
having
you
me,
go. You got it, buddy. And, of course, on this Thursday, I'm opening up for Jim Florentine at a private party, but on Saturday, I'm going to be with him at the Fort Pierce Sunrise Theater.
Great
along
room.
With Nadeem Awad. And so if you're in Fort Pierce, come out to that show. Next week, I'm going to be at the Belterre Casino competing in the World Series of Comedy in Florence, Indiana.
Right? Yep.
And Fazal's going to be there on Monday or Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Competing for the first time in the main event. And I'll be there on Thursday nights. Gene Harding, another comic, will be there. Some other comics. Anyway, go to DougAlmeida.com for more dates. Where can they find you, Elgin?
Find me on Instagram at Elgin David, and also don't forget to watch Five Alive Boy Band on YouTube.
Very funny show. And go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean. Donate, please, and subscribe, whatever you're going to do. We're on Stitcher again. We're back on Stitcher and iTunes, so if you want to hear us in different parts. And other than that, we'll be back next week with all new shows, guys. And that's it. Thanks for watching, listening, while we had you. And we'll be back next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
Bye.
They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.